Mornings with Ed. And we are really fortunate this morning, man. Let me tell you about this. We've got some live music in studio. We're here live at our Pearl Street studios. We have Hollander in studio with us. Brand new single called Boy Tears. I came across Hollander a while back with a video called Smoke. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about other things. But right now, let me introduce you, Laguna Beach. This is Hollander.
I'm a heartbreaker. Take you out and light your hair on fire. It was an accident. I like to light things on fire, okay? Cute but psycho, yeah. I'm crying, laughing, freaky all night. All night, all night, all night, all night. Cotton candy chick, sweet but sour, whispers in your ear. Gotta make it clear. And I hope you hear that I'm a double dip. Drive your heart off a cliff, so steer. Better grab that wheel, top down, cause I like the feel. Y'all just wanna make out in your pickup truck. Break it off, want it back, like suck it up. But I'ma run it up like an aqueduct. Now I'm out here sipping boy tears, boys tears. Everybody's in their feels. Boy tears, boys tears. Thinking, yo, is this for real? Is this for real? And I think you're cool, but you talk too much. You still hit me up, but we only hooked up once or twice. My car, the beach, and like, can we go to Malibu, get sushi, and I'll stare in your eyes. And I'll tell you lies like, you're not like the other guys. You just wanna kick it like, hey, what's up? On the bathroom floor, still thinking of us. And I'll be at the club, just turning up, trying not to slip on boy tears, boys tears. Everybody's in their feels. Boy tears, boys tears. Thinking, yo, is this for real? Is this for real? And I think you're cool, but you talk too much. Hello? You're where? In my driveway? Dude, it's like 3 a.m. Maybe lay off the John Hughes movies. God, I hope he didn't bring a boombox. Now I'm swimming in a pool of boy tears, boys' tears. Everybody's in their feels. Boy tears, boys' tears. Thinking, yo, is this for real? Is this for real? And I think you're cool, but you talk too. Boy tears, yeah, you talk too much. I don't call enough, but I'm having fun. When we're making out, don't know what I want. And when I talk too much, and you fall in love, and I think you're cool and you got a crush, but I'm just having fun.
That's Hollander live in our studio, and boy tears. Man, I am so delighted you're here. I thank you, first of all, for making that giant drive. All the way in from Los Angeles this morning. Good morning.
Of course. Hello. Hi.
As you're singing that, I'm thinking to myself, she took a breakup song and made it funny and cool. And it's just, what? Tell me about the song. Tell me about how you thought of Boy Tears.
Yeah, totally. So it's kind of a collage of experiences with relationships with guys. Right. And I definitely wanted to make it an empowering song for people to sing after a breakup, to say like, I don't need you type of song. But I also did kind of want to normalize the image of boys crying. And right. I think that's interesting, and kind of flip the stereotype on its head about the carefree guy and make it like the carefree girl. Right. And that's why in the chorus, it's like boy tears, everybody's in their feels. Like everybody's like, everybody gets sad about breakups. Everybody has emotions. Right. So that's kind of, I want it to be like playful. And I worked with this really amazing band called New Beat Fund. Right. And what was cool was...
Now they produced the song.
They produced the song. Okay. Yeah, and they co-wrote.
Okay.
So it was kind of, we wanted to make it really playful. Right. And not like, you know, so... boy tears, you know? And yeah. I find that a lot of guys like it. Like
I love it.
For some reason.
I love it.
I think guys like it more than girls, which is hilarious to me.
I absolutely just grabbed onto it. I can. Yeah. I cried after breakups. Yeah.
Totally.
You know, may still be crying after breakups. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's never too late.
Of course.
You're on May 20th, you're at the Echo.
Yeah.
All right. So I've seen some videos of you performing live. You're an amazing live performer. You really
Thank
are
you.
Great live. And here stripped down and live, you're awesome.
Thank you.
But you synchronize your dance moves to your music. I find that so cool.
Thank you.
All right. So is that something you do on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
I can't control it always.
It's an uncontrollable thing.
Sometimes I am really like kind of like I just feel the music and that, right. And my body just, I just let my body move to it. Right. I guess I give my body the freedom to do that, but yeah, definitely the drums. Like I just go with the drums.
Right.
I feel the drum beat.
Yeah. I would need to like be working at it at home for like 5-6 hours yeah. before you're like, okay.
Oh, no, yeah. I definitely danced in my room a lot, like to my okay. music to see right. like, how do I move to it?
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess I did work on it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. But I also watched a lot of videos of like, old rock and rollers,
right?
Like the 60s, like The Who and all that.
Right.
And they're just crazy. I think I perform more like a rock singer than a pop singer even.
Right. There was a little Mick Jagger in your step, I noticed.
Thank
yeah, you had a little Mick thing going
wow,
there, man.
That's a big compliment.
It's cool there, yeah. So you're also a DJ. You spin records as well.
I do, yeah.
It's so tight.
Yeah.
And you claim to only spin Blink 182 remixes.
Oh,
what's the story
that's a funny guy. I actually love finding these 90s remixes. So I have this, right. My favorite one is Wonderwall. I have this hilarious like trap remix of Wonderwall.
Okay.
But I love, that's my favorite stuff to spin is like right. 90s remix.
All right. Now Wonderwall reminds you of you have a, there's somebody you're thinking of when you're spinning Wonderwall.
Spin Wonderwall?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
All
yeah.
right. Yeah. We'll say sure. Yeah. Whatever, Ed. Now you brought Mallory with you.
Yeah,
right?
She's my manager.
She's your manager.
I'm
and I'm going to say this, that's what you need in a manager. Somebody that takes
oh, yeah.
care of you like that, man.
Exactly.
That is absolutely. I saw this relationship in the lobby and then it moved in here into the studio.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
She's
man.
A bit of a momager, I would say.
Did you lay out her clothes today?
just a little bit, yeah.
So not only talented musically, but you're gifted in the classroom as well, I'm understanding. So mm-hmm. USC, right? We got Chapman, you're in acting class. Am I crazy about these things or no?
I didn't do Chapman.
Okay.
But I did do USC.
All right.
I did that for 2 years.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And you did it legally? Nobody paid illegal money for you to get in there or anything like that? It was all cool?
No.
I read somewhere that you're planning to release a single per month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how's... How hard is that to do, number one?
Hard.
Or, okay, yeah, I'm guessing. Now, do you already have all of these songs written already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're in various stages of being recorded right now, and I have an EP that we're working up to.
Fantastic.
So I'm releasing the EP basically as singles, and then I'm going to add on a bonus song when I release it as an EP.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, I'm very excited.
Sweet.
I've been collabing with a lot of cool people. I just wrote a song with Liz from Holy Child, and I'm really excited about that song. It's another like female empowerment song, and yeah.
Now, is there going to be a theme to the EP?
Okay. I would say so.
Right.
Definitely, like, female empowerment of sorts. Right. I have a song about masturbation.
Okay.
I'm really excited right. about. So it's kind of definitely about that, boy tears, like all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. What is that song? What is the masturbation song?
It's called Party of One.
Okay, Party of One. We'll
teasing
look
that out.
We'll look for it when you release it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. I want to talk about a video I saw recently, and that video is called Smoke.
Yeah.
What a great piece of artwork that is, really.
Thank you.
It really is. Well done.
Thank
now,
you.
Tell me it's got kind of a cool, for me, it had a really cool 90s edge to it. It has that vibe. It has
yeah.
that like, oh, I saw this in the 90s. It's visually really super sexy.
Yeah.
There's the scene where the guy's blowing the smoke in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tell me about what... Tell me about what made you create that video,
yeah.
exactly like that.
So definitely the 90s thing. I worked with this amazing director, Will DeRosa, and he was working in MTV like in the 90s.
Right.
So like he definitely brought that style into it.
There you go.
I'm glad he picked up on that. So the song is about when I was on a balcony in a smoke circle and a boy blew smoke into my mouth. And I thought it was like really beautiful moment. And so I wanted to recreate that in the video. So we were thinking like, okay, what if I am hit by a car and I'm like dead or whatever, and then he revives me by blowing smoke into my mouth instead of CPR. And so that's where the idea came from. It's from a real life experience.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So the actual, yeah. Okay. I get that. Now I get from your writing generally that it's just fun. And you seem like someone who's just, you're free of your burdens. You know, it's just fun. Am I pretty much on target there?
With my music, yeah, I always wanted to write music that empowered people, like, because that's the kind of music, even when I'm going through a breakup, I like to listen to empowering music that's like, I'm a bad bitch, like, I don't care.
Right.
So I think that music has a really powerful place, even when you're feeling sad.
Right.
And that's the kind of music that I always wanted to make. I definitely Yeah, I definitely have a strength in writing more positive songs. And then recently I've been writing a lot of poetry that I've been channeling like my more sad thoughts into. So I kind of have like the avenues of like music is more like happy, empowering, and turning those moments into empowering moments.
Three out of the five, yeah, now in the last week or so that I've known that you were going to be on the show, three out of the five people that I discussed you with, they all said you were a badass. So three out of five people consider you a badass. And I think that's pretty cool.
Five. Yeah.
That's not bad, man. So we're about to hear a song called Kick Drum. Tell me a little bit about Kick Drum.
Oh, Kick Drum. Kick Drum is a sex song.
Okay.
It's a song. I had a really big crush on this guy, and I wanted him to play my body like a kick drum.
All right.
But yeah, I worked with an awesome producer named Jinjo, and it's definitely one of my favorite songs that I've written. I just love, like, I'm really proud of the lyrics and the way that it kind of tells a story of like being in a party and whatever. I actually had a lot of really weird visuals while I was writing the song that didn't even make it into the song. Like I imagined this party with like a foosball table and like I had this whole image in my head that it was about a real guy, but the situation wasn't real.
Right.
But I'm really just, I love the way the lyrics came out.
Right. So. Now, whatever happened to the guy?
Oh, nothing ever happened. Yeah, drum roll.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Can we hear that song?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this. Okay. If you're just joining us, we're live in studio with Hollander, our Pearl Street Studios. Her new single is Boy Tears, produced by the New Beat Fund. And this song is called Kick Drum, going toward her new EP. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Hollander.
Got your rhythm in my core cascading, playing my body like a kick drum, baby. Just rolled up, but I think it's time to go. Star-crossed lovers in an 80s movie, a cold like stone, but you see right through me. Grab my gaze, but you always let go. Do you drive home thinking about me? Do you lose religion looking at me? Come on, not trying to catch feelings, but my head's reeling, and I'm fixing every time you walk in. Can't stop looking at your lips when you're talking. Come on, leave your plans at the back door for what you waiting, boy. Eyes are fading fast, fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum, the hands stay in your lap, but fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Sinking in the couch and your hands are tied. Your comeback's wet but your tone is dry. You push and pull till I break open. Boys downstairs in the basement smoking. I get high just sitting decoding your every move and metered motion. Do you feel my heat when I'm near you? Shut my eyes now, baby, just to hear you. You drop your shit when I see you. But I'm like me too, and I'm fixing every time you walk in. And I'm digging that beat when you're talking. Come on, leave your plans at the back door for what you waiting, boy. Eyes are fading fast, fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum, hands stay in your lap, but fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Play my body like a kick. 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 Play my body. Eyes are fading fast. Fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Hands stay in your lap, but fingers tap and play my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum, eyes are fading fast. Fingers tapping my body like a kick drum. Like a kick drum, like a kick drum. Hands stay in your lap, but fingers tapping. Like a kick drum. Like a kick drum. Like a kick drum.
Live in our Pearl Street studios, this is Hollander. That song was Kick Drum. And it was kick butt, man. That was pretty tight.
I like that.
I am digging it, man. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Thank
I'm sitting
you.
Here and I'm thinking, Yeah, man, this is really tight. This is pretty cool.
Thank you.
That's pretty sweet. So you play the guitar like you were born with one.
Oh, thank you.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, since I was like 8 or something. I'm 22 now. I don't know how long it is. Do you do math? I went to USC.
I do. No, I was just about to say a college graduate.
Oh, boy. I grew up with music in my house. I had a music room. Both my parents played guitar. My dad started teaching me when I was young.
Okay.
Now, and you never see me playing it now. This is like a special instance. Like,
wow.
I'm always on stage without it because I love to dance on stage and get the party going.
Right.
So this is like a special instance. I was really excited to play guitar.
Let me tell you how really special it is because you play it really well.
Thank you.
You're just killing it on guitar.
So much.
Your dad would be incredibly proud at this moment, man.
I think he's listening.
All right, right on. Now, was he a patient guitar teacher? Okay, good.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
That helps you get better, actually.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, you're sitting in the back of the car as a really little kid. You're strapped into your seat, right? Mm-hmm. The parents are driving up front. What are they listening to?
Bruce Springsteen. Easy answer.
I'm a Boss fan, too, man.
Springsteen, The Who, The Velvet Underground, The Beatles, of course, right. The Rolling Stones. Right. Totally rock.
Right. So you got this entirely well-rounded, perfectly balanced life of music growing up.
Yeah.
And that is so cool. Yeah, of course you did. Course you did.
Yeah.
Now you're everywhere on social media. You're doing the smart things on social media. Because obviously I stalked you the last couple of days on social media.
Yeah.
But when you come out with a new song or a new video, Are you plugging it ahead of time? Are you doing all of the, doing all of the right marketing moves? Are you feeling you're doing all the right marketing moves?
Yeah,
for your music?
And what I've been really excited about is we've been making these teaser videos. So each song, like even though Kick Drum and Boy Tears don't have music videos, we have these like 30-second clips that are just so beautiful.
That's what hooked me. I got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Which
what
one was
me.
It? It the was Boy the, Tears
it
one?
It was the Boy Tears that hooked me initially.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you, that drew me to Smoke. And,
okay.
And I had to watch.
That's
to watch,
a full music
I had
video.
To, yeah, I had to watch it like 30 times.
Oh, my God.
I really,
goodness,
I'm like, dude,
you.
This is so cool. Yeah,
thank
so,
you. Yeah. Well, so the Boy Tears one was made by M. Haight, who's this amazing photographer, videographer. And he is just so creative with his editing. And I love working with him. But so that's been really fun in terms of marketing, just being creative and not having the pressure of making a music video, but making the small teaser videos that are like really well art directed and a fun visual accompaniment to the song.
Right. What are your plans for the next year?
The EP
is
a big one. So that's like my main focus right now, taking up all my time. And then some other cool shows, but super excited about the Echoplex with Capiak. Capiak is this amazing band, and they're having a residency there. So they're going to be there every night in May.
Awesome. And you're there on the 20th. Let's remember that. May 20th at the Echo.
Yeah.
All right. And how do we find you on social media?
I'm at Hollander Music everywhere. Hollander with one L. So Hollander.
All right. You have absolutely come in here and ripped it up, man. I loved having you in this morning. I did. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we go? Don't forget about May. I'll tell them for you at this point.
Yeah. Don't forget about May 20th.
Don't forget about May 20th. You're looking for Boy Tears.
Yeah. And also, there's always a sing along for Boy Tears at the show. So if you want to come. Come shout that with me at your ex.
And when can we expect the release of one song per month? When can we expect that?
The next one is probably going to be in June.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll look forward to that. And I'm hoping you're coming back someday.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Let's do this again.
Thanks
all right.
So much.
No, thank you. Thank you. We've had Hollander in studio. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on our website on a podcast a little bit later on this afternoon. Hollander's just a really cool artist. Check out the videos. And by the way, no matter what you do today, check out the video Smoke. Right? Check out that video. And then check out Boy Tears. Hollander, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Ed. All right.